They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. I wanna roll
back on downtown here on a Monday afternoon. Our next guest is a nonfiction producer with more than 20 years' experience. His credits include MTV's The Osbournes and Showtime's Gigolos. He's got a brand new film that's in the production phase right now. It's called Showgals, and it's about a burlesque troupe called Tight and Nerdy that do their work to the music of Weird Al Yankovic. And we had a chance to talk about it with filmmaker Jeff Nucera earlier today. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rich, for having me. I'm very excited.
Absolutely. Well, the project sounds terrific. It's a fascinating story, and I'm curious, how did you first come into contact or learn about Tight and Nerdy?
Tight and Nerdy came to L.A. for a show, and I learned about it through a friend who basically emailed me and said, you have to go see this show. It's like tailor-made for you. And so I was like, huh, that sounds fascinating. Weird Al burlesque troupe, okay. And I went and just fell in love with these performers. They're just the best kind of insane.
Well, and you said a perfect match for you because of your background. First of all, you, longtime producer, you did MTV's The Osbournes, Gigolos on Showtime. But explain this to me, that in your bio it says you've sorted Weird Al's fan mail since 2001.
That is a true statement. When I moved to L.A. in the late 90s, I had already been a big fan of Weird Al for many, many years. And his manager and him both knew I was in town. And when the time came to fill in, the person who was sorting the fan mail before I showed up was moving. And so they just needed someone to come help out. So I was around, basically. Right time, right place.
So what was Al's reaction when he heard about the group?
Al actually had tweeted about it before I had gone to see it. He had learned about it in at a radio interview in San Francisco. The leader of Tight and Nerdy, Pickles Cantaro, had sort of plastered her flyers everywhere, which featured Al's head on a buxom body. So he was like, what is this? Sorry, I can't go. I'm performing a show somewhere else across town. So he was, I think, mildly amused and a little scared of it. Now, as he should have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Carrie, my producer and co-host, much more experience with burlesque as a soon-to-be full-time New Orleans resident. But Carrie, as you've said all along, and we've had performers here on the show, this art form is pretty special in that it's a lot about perspective and telling a story. It's not just dance. There's a lot more going on, which makes this such a good connection.
Yeah, there's a lot of artistic expression behind burlesque, and not having seen seen this troupe, I have to assume that's the case with this troupe as well.
Indeed, there's a lot going on. I mean, they put their all into their performances, from the costuming to the orchestration. Like they're really excellent performers, and they really do. They put a ton of thought into their acts. There is a lot going on, both on stage and behind the stage, which is what we're capturing.
And what I learned just from the little teaser footage that you sent along, these performers all have, as is often the case, some interesting stories to tell, and all come from some pretty unique backgrounds.
Yeah, I think a lot of us, a lot of them, certainly, and myself included, they, there's this, it's hard to fit in for some of us as we're growing up. And so a lot of their stories are about kind of finding their own path and figuring out who they are and who they can trust, and it's sort of like a found family film in a way.
And I think I have to assume that a lot like Al's music, what Tight and Nerdy is doing, appeals to those people who might consider themselves or somewhere along the way were viewed by others as outsiders.
Indeed. I mean, I got to sit with Al and talk to him for this film on camera, which was very, very sweet of him, and the most terrifying day of my career. I've interviewed gigolos. I mean, come on. But Weird Al, terrifying. But you know, there is this thing that, like, you know, us misfits look to him. You know, he's the guy that didn't fit in and who made it. You know, he owned his weirdness. He calls himself Weird Al. And by doing that, there is this, he acts like a beacon for those of us who, you know, maybe aren't quite gelling with the crowd yet. You know, we haven't found our people yet. And then we see Weird Al, you know, he doesn't look or act like anyone, in the music business. And, you know, he's surrounded by the cool kids, and he is not a cool kid. He is Weird Al, and it's inspiring.
Well, yeah, and we laughed here when not everybody had the same reaction we did. We loved the Weird Al biopic, but I think there were others who maybe didn't know Weird Al's work as well, who expected it to be straightforward, and we thought, well, what were you thinking?
I mean, that film is... is also the best kind of insane. It is so good. And I got to be an extra in it for a couple of days, which was a thrill of a lifetime.
That's wonderful. We're talking with Jeff Nucera. The film is called Show Gals. It's about the burlesque troupe Tight and Nerdy that perform to the music of Weird Al. Now, I know you've got a Kickstarter campaign going called, I love it, Bear to Be Stupid. How is that going? And can people still help out?
People can still help out. We have a few more days left. We end Friday night, 10 o'clock Pacific time. BearToBeStupid.com. We are over halfway to our goal. And if we make it, we can get this film out by the end of the year. If not, it will just take a bit longer.
And did I read somewhere along the way, Jeff, that this may also be the end of the road for Tight and Nerdy?
It may be. You know, they were performing a lot before the pandemic. Obviously, things have changed since then. Lots of life stuff happened during those years that we were shut down. There may be a show or two, connected with the premiere of our documentary, perhaps.
You know, I always...
But only time will tell.
I always feel like humor can help unite us, and certainly as a country, we're more polarized than we've been in many, many years. But what is it about humor, pop culture in general, that can serve to bring us together as a culture?
I think, you know, we're all... You know, one of our performers, her name is Pearl E. Gates, put it very well, I think. She says, this is like a light in the world right now. We are polarized, but you can't help but laugh at these women who are, you know, doing strip teases to songs like Amish Paradise or Sam. You know, it is just objectively ridiculous. And yes, there is heart behind it, but on the surface, it is ludicrous. It just is. And so, like, I think with Al's humor specifically, he's never punching down. There's just like a good, gentle nature to it. And, you know, who doesn't love that?
And what a great message about body positivity, female empowerment. There's a lot going for this story.
There is. It's getting timelier the more we wait, which is not great, I guess. But, you know, we have to get this film out before we're all in jail, maybe.
So have you got a target date? Did you say you're hoping end of the year?
Hoping that end of the year. We would love to be, we would love to do the fall festival circuit and maybe have distribution by the end of the year. It's a very aggressive calendar, but, you know, with our experience, I think we can make it happen.
That's fantastic. Well, we wish you great success on it. I look forward to seeing it. And when it's ready to go and the release date is set, I hope you come back and visit with us and talk some more, and we can get a look at the trailer and share that on social media.
We absolutely will. Thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you for being with us, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.